first day in Denver go?
Wonderful. It was wonderful. I'm happy to be a Bronco, contribute to a championship organization.
Did you feel the effects of the thinner air?
Not at all. I feel wonderful.
What's your role
going to
be?
Have
you talked to Mike about?
My role is to dominate when I'm on the field. I don't know what they want me to do, but when I get on the field, I'm going to do my best.
How do you feel physically? Are you fully healthy?
I feel good. I feel good. Today was the first day after the surgery, so I feel pretty good.
What made this attractive for you?
It's a championship organization. I worked with Bill Johnson in the past. And, you know, it was a defense that allows defensive players to go out and make plays. We don't have to scheme. There's not a lot of different things that we do here. They let you attack and go and make plays.
So you've had a lot of success through the years against the Broncos, a lighter line, a smaller line. You've done pretty well against them, haven't you?
You know, I've had some success, and then, you know, they've ran for 200 yards against us. So, I mean, this is a great organization to be a part of, and I'm happy to be here, and I want to contribute to us winning the championship this year.
Daniel always told me that, you beat him in high school, you beat him in college, and you used to beat him up in the pros, too.
Daniel was a great guard, and it was an honor to be able to play with him and against him.
But you used to beat him.
He's a great guy. You know, we went to high school together. He's a great guy.
How does it feel to be reunited with Jim Bates?
You know, this is a great system to be a part of as a defensive lineman. It's an attacking front. It allows us to put pressure on the football, whether it be run or pass.
Did that factor into your decision? It seems like you're a perfect fit for this defense because Bates like the big guys in the middle kind of anchoring.
Well, it's always good to be loved, you know. And us big guys, we don't get a lot of love at times, but Coach Bates likes the big guys, so I'm happy to be a part of it.
What are you up to? What is your weight right now?
345. Actually, I'm down from last year. I'll be playing a lot lighter this year, so I can breathe and practice.
How tough is that to keep your weight down? I mean, you're a big
Tough is it?
Yeah, how tough is it to get down like 335?
Well, I go up and down however I please. I mean, I've been doing it for 14 years. Somebody been able to do it longer, than more power to them. But I'm blessed to be here for this long. So.
You think that'll help your knees too to have a little less weight?
Well, to help my knees is these cats not cut blocking me anymore. That's what'll help my knees. I mean, it's, you know, after playing for 13 years, going on my 14th. It's a lot of wear and tear, but I'm here to win the championship.
Will they tell you their tricks?
Excuse me?
Will they tell you the tricks they've done to you?
Their tricks hadn't worked very much, so I'm not worried about those.
Any conversation out there today with the offensive lineman?
It was good to be here. It was good to be a part of the team and with the guys. Nalen tried to trick me and get me off sides today like he always does, but it was good to be a part of it today.
Should tell him right off the bat, don't cut me in practice.
I think Coach Hanahan will take care of that.
What's the most you've ever played at, Sam, the heaviest?
355 last year.
Any significance to number 63, or is it just what was available?
63 is a great number. My father was 61, and no, there's no significance. As you can see, I had to hold my breath the entire practice, so I won't be in this.
You try to get 95 for a while, guys.
We'll see about that.
Do you feel like you can go 100% now with the knee? Is it, or are you just kind of easing into it right now?
Oh, I was 100% today.
You're 100% now?
Okay. Yeah, I was 100%. Not at all.
How do you compare to, as opposed to 14 years ago as a player, and what's the secret to being good for that?
I'm probably getting to stay out of trouble now. As a young player, you know, you have a lot to learn. There's a lot to pick up. It's a different speed of the game. And, you know, that's something that as you go gradually, you're able to pick that up. A lot of these young guys, you know, they had success in some other, you know, college organizations. But the speed of this game is a lot faster. And, you know, when you come in as a rookie, that's one of the biggest adjustments that you have to be aware of.
What's the biggest difference between 355 and 335 for you? What's the key to that?
I don't know. I've been at Pro Bowls at 355, and I've been at Pro Bowls at 335, so it doesn't matter.
And so is that 20 pounds easy, or is, what's the diet key?
What's the diet key?
Yeah, is there?
Don't eat. Don't eat. It doesn't matter. I mean, when I've been to Super Bowls and Pro Bowls at 355.
Sam, the way Cincinnati let you go, they wanted to go younger in their line. Is there the sense maybe you want to prove something?
No. No, I've had a long career. I wish them luck in what they're doing. But, you know, I plan on helping this team win a championship this year. You know, I have a lot of respect for a lot of guys, and I wish them luck unless they play against the Broncos.
When that happened in Cincinnati, did you feel for sure you'd catch on somewhere, or did the luck crush your mind?
Oh, yeah. I knew I would be somewhere. Actually, I'm somewhere pretty quick, so you know, it was the fact that, you know, they let me go at that point in time, and they made the decision to go a different direction, and I'm happy that they made the decision because now I'm a Denver Bronco.
Did you worry people would be concerned about your knee and your ability to hold up over a season?
Oh, you know, I like I told them, wherever I am, I'm going to go to the Pro Bowl, so it doesn't really matter where I play football when they let me go. And so I had an opportunity to play for a great organization, and I'm very thankful for that organization.